License disqualification periods attach to a number of traffic offences in Queensland. In particular, drink driving offences attract at least a minimum 1 month disqualification. That's for a general low range offence. But the minimums jump quickly. If you're a provisional license holder, the minimum's 3 months. If you have a previous low range offence in the last 5 years, that's also 3 months. But very quickly, for example, if it's a high range offence, even a first offence, the minimum starts at 6. And if you have other previous convictions, the minimum can jump to 12. So very quickly, the discretion of the court starts at a much higher level, depending on your traffic history and the level of alcohol as well. But there are other traffic offences that also attract disqualification periods. In particular, repeat unlicensed driving. If you've forgotten to renew your licence and it's a one-off situation, almost certainly you'll only receive a small fine. But if you return to court within 5 years as a repeat unlicensed driver, you'll find there's a minimum period of disqualification, again starting at 1 month. If you're spur suspended and you drive, there's a minimum 1 month. There has recently been a new legal argument called the trivial defence, where in certain circumstances, if you're very close to the spur expiry date, you may be excused from that disqualification, but that's very difficult and very rare to achieve. Driving on a demerit point suspended licence has a mandatory 6 month disqualification attached. Also, driving without due care and attention attracts a general discretion on the shoulders of the magistrate under the Penalties and Sentences Act to consider a disqualification period if it's just to do so. So it's important to be very well prepared in some traffic cases where the magistrate may enliven that discretion if the circumstances justify that. Overriding all of this is once a court order for disqualification is made, even if it's just 1 month or two or three, if you breach that order and you're charged with disqualified driving contrary to court order, the minimum period of disqualification that can be imposed jumps to 2 years. So it's very important to be aware of that, that if an order is made against you, generally in that 1 to 6 month range, that you honour that and are not tempted to drive, because if you do, even on a first offence situation, the minimum is 2. And the magistrate can in fact consider up to a 5 year disqualification. If someone has a bad traffic history and may have driven disqualified a number of times, they may have a number of drink drive convictions or dangerous drive convictions, and as time passes by and they're facing cumulative sentencing, that is one order on top of the other, they can apply after a 2 year period if they haven't reoffended. That is 2 years after the last effective order was made, to have the balance of any order in place on their traffic history rescinded and wiped so they can drive again early. So there's quite an incentive there, no matter how bad the traffic history, to take steps to ensure it doesn't happen again, to keep that offending pattern in track, so that you can apply to the court after 2 years. The court can consider that, and it may abridge the making of the order taking effect for another 6 months or so, but there is a real chance of getting back on the road early if you're facing cumulative sentencing orders which may run 3, 4, 5, 6 years.